Good morning. My guest this morning is David Templeton from the Glaser Center.
Well,
hi, David.
Sort of. I'm actually no longer with the Glaser Center.
They've
gone in a different direction, but I learned so much from them over my 9 years.
Nine years
of producing a lot of concerts. Holly Neer, who performed there a couple times, called me up a few months ago and said she really wanted to perform in the area and asked me to produce her next concert. So we're back at the Glaser Center because that's where she's known for performing in Santa Rosa.
So you are now D.B. Templeton Productions.
Yes, and I am working with Actors Basement Theater Company. They are a great local theater company. So they're doing this partially as a fundraiser and to get some attention for some of the projects they have coming up.
Well, congratulations. This is a whole new direction for you.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
You're doing much the same sort of thing as you've done for years, but in an entirely different aegis.
In a different way, absolutely. And
right?
It's exciting to be working with Holly. I'm honored that she thought of me to help her with this concert in Santa Rosa. And so here we go.
We'll talk about her a little bit. There may be 17 people out there who will say, Holly who?
Holly Neer, she is a certified legend. In fact, she's going to be honored later this month down in L.A. This is Women's History Month, and every year they award women who have achieved a lot for the cause of women in the world. And she is one of about 10 people getting a special award down there. So
wow.
She is mostly known as a folk singer, but she's done a lot. She's done stage. If you dig up the old 1960s version of the movie Slaughterhouse Five, Kurt Vonnegut's movie, she
right.
was the female lead in it.
Uh-huh.
She's done a lot of stuff, but she's made her name as a folk singer, writing about where people are at and the world and spreading the cause of peace and justice. She has worked to write love songs that have no gender, so they work for men, women, gay people, anyone.
Right.
And she's just an amazing person, and her music is wonderful and inspiring. And she's going to be performing with John Buchino, who's backing her up on piano. He's
uh-huh.
marvelous. And Emma's Revolution, a band that she plays with from time to time, they're going to be with her too. So it's going to be a whole fun show.
So where does she work out of now?
Well, she lives up in Ukiah,
uh-huh.
which is where she was born, I believe. Her parents lived there. And so she's kind of back home. But she's touring right now. She's going to be doing a show down at Freight and Salvage in Berkeley just before coming up to Santa Rosa, where she's got a lot of fans. We usually have sold out the Glaser Center shows in the past. So we do encourage people to get tickets early because we don't want anyone to be disappointed.
She's had a fantastic life. She's sung, performed with just so many different people over the years.
And traveled the world and had a lot of adventures. There actually was a play about her that she wrote, her one-woman show, which performed off-Broadway. Yeah, she's got quite a story. And an autobiography you can find very easily that tells the story of everything she's done and experienced in her life.
Does she go on regular tours? Or is she partially retired? Or what's her life like, do you know?
All I know is that she is touring less, but she does want to do one or two targeted tours every year. She spent a lot of her last previous years working on a double CD, which she released 2 years ago. And now she's just working on music for whatever her next project is going to be and just doing stuff when it calls to her.
Do you think she could be enticed up here, perhaps by Actors Basement Theater Company to do some more acting?
You know, I think there are a lot of theater companies who have that dream. And I know she does come to a number of the local theaters. I bumped into her at Cinnabar, actually, which is how this whole thing came to be, where I'm helping her with this concert.
Well, it just sounds like a very, very exciting time. Very often on these Sonoma Spotlight interviews, I talk about getting your tickets early. Often that's sort of a courtesy for the people who are doing the show, but this is for real, folks. It's Holly Neer, Friday, March the 20th, 8 p.m. at the Glaser Center. You can get your tickets at the Last Record Store, or you can get them at Brown Paper Tickets. Do it soon. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.